That's it for today. On Monday, we're going to start the unit on Impressionism. So please start reading that chapter. Yes? Extra credit? Why would you need that? There's no way that you bombed the test on this unit. I have a lot of students, but your work really stands out. You've gotten A's on everything. The essay that you did on the last test, it was the best one. I grade on a curve, and you're the one who sets that curve. You didn't have time to study? I doubt you even need to study. But I'm not discouraging studying. Please, study. What was so important that you couldn't study? Actually, that's not my business. My art show? I didn't even mention it to the class. How did you know about it? Oh, wow. Well, what did you think? Thank you. I don't think I've heard a comment like that ever about my art. And I've been doing this a long time. That's really flattering. Tell me the truth. Are you just saying that because I'm your professor and in charge of your grade? Thank you. I never do this, ever. But since you're a fan of my work, would you like to come to my house and look at all my art? Okay, just don't tell anyone about it. Only because they get weird about that at the university. Hey! I'm so glad you could come. Would you like some wine? White or red? Great, I'll go get it. So this series caught your eye, huh? This one has never been in a gallery. This one's more personal. The only people who have seen it are those who have come over. I should make more? I would like to. The inspiration for it. I'm gonna admit I had some wine before you came here. I probably shouldn't share this yet. I said yet. So this series is based on romantic encounters that I've had. Each painting reflects one partner. Now you'll notice that they're all different colors. So we've got this one right here. It's grays and black and red. We didn't really mesh too well in bed together. What? No, what did you want to know? Well, the problem was that we both like to take charge in the bedroom. And so I was trying to do that. I got on top of him and then he turned me over onto my back and he just took total control and was holding my arms down and I didn't get any power. He started choking me too, and that is not my thing. Well, I'm fine with choking someone else, but I don't want to be the one who's being choked. So there was a lot of aggression, and that's why I chose those colors. This one, see all the pastels? This one was a very pleasant one. Well, he let me take the lead, completely. And he was a good boy. What do I mean by that? He was very obedient. I'll stop beating around the bush. I had a collar on him and a leash. I had full control over him, which is my favorite way to have it. It was really pleasant. Sure. Yes, you can help me make a painting in this series. All right. You want me to make another pastel one? I think I read you loud and clear. Follow me to my room. All right, I'm gonna put this collar on you. Have you ever had a collar on you? Ooh, I'm the first. I like hearing that. Now the leash. Mm. I brought you toward me so I could kiss you. Mm-mm. Mm. I like your lips. Mm. And your kisses. Mm. Mm. This is very nice so far. Very inspiring. Mm. Mm. I never said that you could use your tongue. No, don't get up. I pulled you so that you're on all fours for a reason. Yeah, it's a paddle. Well, you need to be disciplined. You can't do anything unless I say so. I like those little yelps. I forgot to mention this, which is horrible of me. If you need me to stop, if this is too much for you at any point, then I need you to say October. Yep, that word. That's the safe word. But I also want to make it clear that I only want you to say it in case you really, really, really mean it. I take safe words very seriously. So don't say it if you're getting any enjoyment out of it, okay? Mmm! Mmm. 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 Ah. Mmm. 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 Ah. Mmm. Ah. Did that one really hurt? Let me massage your ass for you. Mmm. I like that you haven't said the safe word yet. But I also want you to feel free to if you really need to, okay? I'll still have a good time no matter what. Mm, is your ass feeling better? Mm. Well, it's a good thing that I'm naked too, because I'm gonna lay down right here and pull your leash. And now you are right in between my legs. Oh, good boy. You were paying attention. You didn't start. You know, you're only supposed to do what I tell you to do. I'm proud of you. Now, eat this pussy. Oh, I'm giggling because I like it. It's a good thing. Mm, it tickles, but it feels so good. Yeah. Sorry, but when I get carried away, my legs lock around the head. My thighs will not crush your skull, I promise. Okay, Mistress's clit is really sensitive, so let's do something else. Good boy. Whoo! It did not take long for you to make me come. So you are going to be rewarded. Lay down, my good boy. So obedient. Now, this is where you will play the biggest part in being my muse. Oh, it's like two puzzle pieces. Perfectly joined. Oh, you feel so good in me. Like you were made for me. This has been a very, very, very pleasant experience, but I did not tell you to talk. So, from now on, unless you're using the safe word, no talking. Unless I ask you to talk, okay? Don't answer that. So we could kiss. So kiss me. So good for me. Your mistress likes that. I told you how much I love your dick. I really meant it. Normally, this is not the part that gets me off, but fuck. I do think that I'm gonna come. Holy shit. Here, play with my nipples. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Tug on them and pinch them. Oh my God, I'm coming so hard. Yes. Did I tell you to come? No, I did not. And did you come? Normally, I would punish for that. But you were such a good boy that I'll let it slide. But the next time you do it, ooh, you're gonna be in a lot of trouble. Ooh, I can feel your cum leaking out of me. Oh, it feels good. Come lay on me. I did mention it next time. I'm glad you were paying attention to your mistress. I actually was thinking that instead of completing that other series, what if I started a new series? One just about our encounters. Because I got the most amazing idea for a painting while we were making love. Fucking. sorry. having sex. and it is nothing like the other series. So I think this might be my best collection yet. And I can't wait to paint it and to show you. But it definitely needs to be its own separate collection. The thing about having a muse is that you never know how you'll be inspired. You are the first sexual partner that I've had that has made me stray from the other collection. Although I'm not even sure if this is based just on sex. I feel bonded to you in some way. Not like I felt with the others. The whole collection would just be you and me. You want me to work on the painting now? Let's cuddle for now. I can do it later. And it takes a while. I can't just do it in an hour. But you'll be the first to see it when it's done. I invited you over so that you could see the painting. It's finished. It's the biggest painting I've made yet. And I have no idea how I did it so quickly. I just had this vision. I put the paintbrush on the canvas. I don't know, this just came out of it. It's like I was painting in a frenzy. But I think it's my best piece yet. It's the most amazing piece of art you've ever seen. So you like it even better than the other one, the pastel one? Exactly, yes. It invokes a happy, carefree spirit. Yes. There's happiness in there. There's excitement. There's eroticism. Our entire encounter and how you make me feel, it's all encapsulated in this painting. I also invited you over because I would like some inspiration for the second painting in the series. Let's go to the bedroom.